The gold tiles. A gold floor tile craftsman in Suzhou was chatting with his apprentice while working.
Master, I heard that tiles produced in Suzhou are used in imperial palaces and that they're called gold floor tiles. Is that true?
Look at you. You've learned something. You can see our tiles are dark in color. The sound is clear and loud, like knocking on metal, which is why people call them gold floor tiles.
The biggest tile we can make is 69 square centimeters. When do you think we'll make an even bigger gold tile?
Foolish boy. The bigger the tile, the more difficult it is to fire. In the past, firing a piece of 63 square centimeters was remarkable. It was not until the reign of the Qianlong Emperor that we discovered how to manufacture tiles of 69 square centimeters, which were the best we could offer to the throne hall. The boatmen who shipped them to Beijing said the shiny floor made the hall all the more magnificent. That's how amazing our craft is.
That's a lot of money, right?
Kid, let me tell you something. While the 69 square centimeter tiles are just 20% larger than those in the past, they are so difficult to produce that they are 80% more expensive. Empress Dowager Cixi required larger gold tiles measuring around 76 square centimeters for the Hall of Eminent Favor at her mausoleum. Unfortunately, her wish could not be fulfilled because craftsmen were limited by the technology of the time.
The fact that the gold tiles were inscribed and stamped with their year and place of production and the names of the supervisor and craftsmen who worked on them demonstrates the rigorous quality control employed by the Qing court, as well as the pride and glory of the craftsmen.